USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs a massive stimulus bill after final passage by the House. The roughly $2.2 trillion measure is the biggest economic rescue package in U.S. history.
This legislation provides for direct payments to individuals and unprecedented support to small businesses. We're going to keep our small businesses strong and our big businesses strong, and that's keeping our country strong and our jobs strong. This historic bill includes the following. $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year. $3,400 for a typical family of four. So family of four, $3,400.
The president says you can expect those checks around mid-April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump doing what he can to help New Yorkers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words.
Salaried employees at General Motors will have to take a pay cut by 20% during the coronavirus pandemic. The automaker announced a plan late on Thursday and says they could keep the policy in place for 6 months. GM has shut down their factories in North America and has extended the closure indefinitely. GM has approximately 69,000 salaried workers around the world, with 40,000 of them in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against senior officials in the Venezuelan government, including President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking with reporters, Attorney General Bill Barr says the indictment alleges a conspiracy involving an extremely violent terrorist organization.
We estimate that somewhere between 200 and 250 metric tons of cocaine are shipped out of Venezuela by these routes.
Those 250 metric tons equate to 30 million lethal doses.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is taking steps to help the spreading of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.